one month ago today, 17 students were killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. So this hour, high school students around the country and here in the Valley are walking out of their schools in protest of gun violence. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn is covering this for us, and she joins us now. Good morning, Casey.
Hey, good morning, Lauren.
So tell us where you are.
All right, I'm at Mountain Ridge High School in Glendale, and actually just right now, I'd say about 1,000 or so students just walked out of their class to come out and protest and talk a little bit about why they are out here and why they wanted to get attention and get their voices.
What's the mood like among all these students? It's a lot of kids there.
Well, sure, yeah, I would say it's all kids, Lauren, and the mood is pretty calm. It's kind of excited, maybe a little bit. The organizers, I just spoke to them. They said that this is kind of the first time they've ever done something so big and so organized and so kind of political, you know. But otherwise, the mood is really kind of conservative. And originally, they were planning on marching kind of in the street. The administrators stepped in and said, hey, we are not supporting or, you know, dismissing this, but we want to make sure everybody's safe, so let's do it on the football field, and that's where we are now.
Yeah. One of the things that I think has been interesting about the planning of this is we've heard that these protests were coming, these walkouts were coming, is that students seem to be working with their administration in some schools to do this in a way that was, you know, like a community thing.
Sure, yeah, no, definitely. I don't know about community thing, but once the administrators heard that they were planning on going outside to the streets, they stepped in and they said, you know what, we need to make this as safe as possible. And we're going to keep classes going if people don't want to come out. But, you know, we're not going to come out and say whether or not we support this. We just want everybody to be safe.
Okay. And students are also at the state capitol today, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think a group is over there right now. They want to talk to state legislators and representatives just to get their own voices heard. Like I said in my story earlier today, a lot of these schools are on spring break, so that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah. We can hear someone on an announcer behind you. What are they saying?
You know what? I can't really hear through my headphones, Lauren. I'm sorry, but I don't know exactly what they're saying.
That's okay.
Just make sure I get the news out.
Yeah. Are the students planning on 17 minutes, right, of reading each name or something
17,
like that?
Exactly. 17 minutes for each victim of the school shooting. And so, yeah, go ahead.
And what are you hearing from students? What are they saying about not only why they want to do this, but what they hope to get out of it today?
So they all just got out here. I haven't been able to talk to any today, but yesterday I spoke to a student who said that he thinks it's just time that people hear what they have to say and that it's time that Congress take action. And he says he wants to reach across the aisle to kind of make changes happen.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn, who's out there covering these walkouts at high schools around the Valley for us today. Casey, thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem, Lauren.